Governor Palin is speaking during a Right to Life dinner in Indiana tonight. It's her first out-of-state trip for a political cause since the presidential campaign ended. She is giving a speech at the Vandenberg County Right to Life fundraising dinner in Evansville. The group says the nearly 2,200 tickets available for the dinner quickly sold out, and that hundreds of others will watch a live video feed in an adjacent auditorium. Some Alaska lawmakers have criticized Palin's decision to make the trip as the legislature approaches its Sunday adjournment deadline. Republican National Chairman Michael Steele also is speaking at the dinner. Micah Schweitzer is covering the event for Indiana Public Broadcasting. He says organizers say there is no larger political agenda at the dinner.
I spoke with Vandenberg County Right to Life's executive director, Mary Ellen Van Dyke, and she said that although it might look like a political event based on the speakers who are present, Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele is the keynote speaker, and Sarah Palin will also be delivering some remarks later in the evening. She said, really what this is about is hearing personal stories from two people who are committed to life. And she says the reason that Governor Palin was invited to speak at this event is due to her personal story, specifically as it relates to her one-year-old son, Trigg, who has Down syndrome. And she says that's an inspiring message, given that 90% of women who are expecting a Down syndrome child choose to abort the fetus.
It does seem interesting that we have the head of the Republican National Committee there, Michael Steele, and Governor Palin. Do you get a sense that there may be a larger political agenda for this evening?
The organizers are adamant that there is not a larger political agenda. And in fact, Michael Steele was adamant on that point as well. He said he is not here in any official capacity as Republican Party chairman. He said he is here as somebody who has been on a long journey of being pro-life in his lifetime, and he is here to share his own personal message. That is also what we are expecting from Governor Palin when she speaks. Now, media, of course, are eager to speculate about what this means for the 2012 election, and Michael Steele was asked about that. He said it's far too early to speculate about 2012. He said we're only 86 days into President Obama's administration, and so he asked, couldn't he take a break and have a cup of coffee before we begin that discussion? He was also asked about whether Sarah Palin is a potential standard bearer for the party. He said he's not sure about 2012. He said, yes, she is among the standard bearers for the party right now.
Micah, do you have any sense that people are there mainly to hear from Governor Palin? Is she sort of the star of the event, or what's the sense?
People seem to be primarily excited about Governor Palin. Although Michael Steele was booked well in advance of the event, he was booked in the fall, certainly it was when Governor Palin's speaking engagement was announced that this took off and became a headline event here in Southwest Indiana. Vandenberg County Right to Life sent off three invitations to her, one by fax, one by email, and one by snail mail, and were told by the governor's office that they were added to a pile of thousands of invitations. But in the end, Governor Palin did accept the invitation, and I understand it's her first speaking engagement outside of Alaska since the general election in the fall. She was also sent 10 reasons why she should come to Evansville and speak at the Right to Life dinner. And the number one reason is going to be revealed tonight during the dinner. The number 10 reason, however, was a box of chocolates from a local chocolate company. And apparently the governor's office said that Vandenberg County Right to Life had them at the box of chocolates.
Micah Schweitzer is a reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting.